Welcome to a special From the Studio presentation here on SPR Classical. I'm Jim Tevenin. We had special guests the other day, pianists Archie Chen and Rona Gouldson Chen. Joining them were violinist Rebecca Sutterberg and Michael Cruitt, a player of the Illin Pipes. They were here to discuss a program called Emerald Keys, Music at a Crossroads. We'll let Rona Gouldson Chen pick up the narrative from there.
So this Sunday at 3 o'clock in Hamilton Studios, we've put together this kind of quite interesting program, combining traditional Irish and Scottish airs with the deeply personal music of Frédéric Chopin. And I guess the program really explores what it means to carry one's homeland within, you know, even when we're standing between chapters. So, you know, we have the Irish folk music, which is born of migration and memory, and it speaks in the language of departures and returns. And here I am myself, and I've you know, bridged this transition in my own life, I guess, moving from Ireland to Spokane, and you know, that's been quite a journey. And I guess, you know, with you know, the longer I'm here, the more this music really speaks to me. I think that's really what this is about, from my own perspective. It's something that I need to do, is tap into this music and connect with my own homeland. The music is so uplifting and nostalgic at the same time. And Chopin's works then, of course, I mean, we all know that, you know, that also speaks of, you know, Chopin missing his homeland and all those same emotions, and that kind of searching, you know, comes through in his music as well. So, and Archie, of course, has his own journey too, you know, growing up here in Spokane, then moving to Ireland and then back to Spokane again. And I think that music speaks to him quite personally too. But yeah, it's an interesting mix of music. I suppose also I'm just very excited because the music, while these tunes are you know, folk tunes, and that the slant that is happening is, I suppose, well, Micheál O'Sullivan is the composer of one of the tunes, Woodbrook, and he was a classical pianist, but he also was a composer, and he was able to kind of merge the two, the folk tunes and classical kind of an interpretation of them. And then Philip Kevernan, who's the arranger of the other tunes, and he's an American composer and arranger, he again does the same thing. So I think it'll be an interesting way to present some of these very familiar tunes, but with a little bit kind of richer harmonies.
So let's get started. We're going to go to our SPR Classical studio now, and Archie Chen, who will get things rolling with a pair of the mazurkas of Frédéric Chopin. Thank you. two of the mazurkas of Frédéric Chopin, music played in our SPR Classical Studios by Archie Chen. And we will be moving on shortly to our next selection. I need to tell you, though, that Archie Chen, Rhonda Goldson Chen, and friends will be giving a program at the Hamilton Studio this Sunday afternoon, March 22nd at 3 p.m. It's called Emerald Keys, Music at a Crossroads, and it has to do with those who find themselves in a different land. And certainly Frédéric Chopin was one of those. But he took the music and he kept the music of his homeland close to his heart and close to his compositions as well. The mazurka is one of the quintessential Polish folk dances. And we move from there to another of the same. It's a Polonaise. We will hear, first of all, the Polonaise in F-sharp minor, the opus 44. Thrilling and dramatic music. Played in our SPR Classical Studios by Archie Chen.
Thank you.
From our SPR studios, we heard Archie Chen playing the music of Friedrich Chopin, the Polonaise in F-sharp minor, his opus 44. By contrast, let's do another dance, this time turning to one of the waltzes of Chopin. Graceful music indeed. This waltz in E-flat, the opus 18. Again, from our SPR studios, it is Archie Chen. Thank you. One of the most celebrated of Friedrich Chopin's waltzes, that Opus 18, the waltz in E-flat, played by Archie Chen in our SPR Classical Studios. And closing Archie's set is this ballade, number 4 in F minor, his Opus 52. It's his last, and as Archie writes in his program notes, the most searching ballade. And it goes to the title of the program, Music at a Crossroads. And that is, again, going to be given on Sunday, March 22nd at 3 o'clock at the Hamilton Studio. So let's go back to our studio and music of Friedrich Chopin, his Ballade number 4. Thank you. Music of Frédéric Chopin, played by Archie Chen in our SPR Classical Studios. The set concluded with the Ballade No. 4 in F minor, his Opus 52. And while we make a bit of a studio change out here, we'll have a piano duet up next. I have two very special guests here with me in the SPR Classical Studios who will be playing on the program Emerald Keys, Music at the Crossroads, this coming Sunday afternoon. And as well, we'll be playing in a set of pieces that we'll be hearing shortly. And I have the pleasure of introducing you to violinist Rebecca Soderberg. Good morning, Rebecca, and welcome.
Good morning.
And Michael Cruett, who is the player of, an instrument that he will describe to you in just a moment, the Julian pipe. So good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
So, Michael, let's start with you. Describe your instrument.
Yeah, it's called the Illan pipes, and Illan is the Irish word for elbow. And they're inflated by a bellows on my elbow, my right elbow. And those bellows, they inflate a bag. And attached to the bag then is a chanter, which plays the melody. And then also attached to the bag are drones, which provide a humming sound, background sound. And there are also attached to the drones also regulators, which play some chords. So there's three elements to the Illan pipes.
And how would you describe the sound for those who are most familiar with the sound of the Scottish or the Highland bagpipe? What's the contrast?
Yeah, the Highland bagpipes are very loud because they're really for outdoor performances, marching bands. But they're limited in range. They're just over an octave. The Illan pipes is two octaves. So it's a sweeter, quieter sound. And it's suitable for playing with other instruments in the key of D, G, and A primarily. So it's very session friendly for playing tunes. And it's not as old as the Scottish bagpipes are older than the Irish Illan pipes. The Irish Illan pipes were developed around the late 1700s. With the basic bellows and bag and chanter, and then at a later stage, then the drones and regulators were added in the 1800s.
All right, very good. And you said it's good for playing with other instruments. Speaking of other instruments, Rebecca, mm-hmm. you started violin at age 7. You told me, and have been mm-hmm. playing ever since. When did you start going down the folk road?
Oh, pretty recently. I've only been going to Irish sessions for about a year and a half now. But yeah, it's really cool learning all the tunes. And I love that it's dance music, you know, so it's for dancing and for session playing. And it's very like interactive in that way.
All right. And who was your teacher back in the day?
Oh, I studied with Garnick at Holy Names. That's where I know Archie and Rona from. And so I have like a lot of background in classical music there at Holy Names, but... Yeah.
Do you currently play with any other ensembles besides the folk bands?
Well, I play with the Gonzaga Symphony Orchestra.
That's very good.
Yeah.
So you were there with the with Gil Shaham.
Oh, that was so much fun.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
It was great. Thank you, Rebecca and Michael, for coming in to talk with us.
Thank you.
We will move back to the studio right now. And listen again to Archie Chen, this time with Rona Gulcsen-Chen, together on this dance by Johannes Brahms, Hungarian Dance No. 4 in F sharp minor. Thank you. music of Johannes Brahms' Hungarian Dance No. 4 in F-sharp minor, played in our SPR Classical Studios by our duo pianists for today, Archie Chen and Rona Gouldson-Chen. We move now to music of Ireland and a set of performances that are of folk songs. Woodbrook, the arrangement by Michael O'Sullivan. I should say it's a contemporary composition by Michael O'Sullivan, arranged by Philip Kevernan. Then the Sky Boat Song, traditional Scottish tune, followed by Loch Lomond, another Scottish tune, and Coming Through the Rye. And again, the program is coming up this weekend at the Hamilton Studio. It's called Emerald Keys, Music at a Crossroads, and it happens on Sunday at 3:00.